Deuteronomy chapter 24. When a man has taken a wife and married her, and it should come to pass that she find no favor in his eyes because he's found some uncleanness in her, then let him write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house. And when she has departed out of his house, she may go and be another man's wife. And if the latter husband hate her, and write her a bill of divorcement, and give it in her hand, and send her out of his house, or if the latter husband die, which took her to be his wife, her former husband, which sent her away, may not take her again to be his wife, after that she is defiled, for that is abomination before Yahweh. And you shall not cause the land to sin, which Yahweh your Elohim gives you for an inheritance. When a man has taken a new wife, he shall not go out to war, neither shall he be charged with any business, but he shall be free at home 1 year, and shall cheer up his wife which he has taken. No man shall take the nether or the upper millstone to pledge, for he takes a man's life to pledge. If a man be found stealing any of his brethren of the children of Israel, and make merchandise of him, or sells him, then that thief shall die, and you shall put evil away from among you. Take heed in the plague of leprosy, that you observe diligently and do according to all that the priests, the Levites, shall teach you, as I commanded them, so you shall observe to do. Remember what Yahweh your Elohim did to Miriam along the way, after that you were come forth out of Egypt. When you do lend your brother anything, you shall not go into his house to fetch his pledge. You shall stand outside, and the man to whom you do lend shall bring out the pledge outside to you. And if the man be poor, he shall not sleep with his pledge. In any case, you shall deliver him the pledge again when the sun goes down, that he may sleep in his own clothing and bless you, and it shall be righteousness to you before Yahweh your Elohim. You shall not oppress a hired servant that is poor and needy, whether he be of your brethren or of the strangers that are in your land within your gates. At his day you shall give him his hire. Neither shall the sun go down upon it, for he is poor and sets his heart upon it, lest he cry against you to Yahweh, and it be sin to you. And the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin. You shall not pervert the judgment of the stranger, nor of the fatherless, nor take a widow's clothing to pledge. But you shall remember that you were a bondman in Egypt, and Yahweh your Elohim redeemed you from there. Therefore I command you to do this thing. When you cut down your harvest in your field, and have forgotten a sheaf in the field, you shall not go again to fetch it. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow, that Yahweh your Elohim may bless you in all the work of your hands. When you beat your olive tree, you shall not go over the boughs again. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. When you gather the grapes of your vineyard, you shall not glean it afterward. It shall be for the stranger, for the fatherless, and for the widow. And you shall remember that you were a bondman in the land of Egypt. Therefore, I command you to do this thing. End of chapter.